Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Dr. Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's our joy and our privilege to be able to come to your presence today to share with you the truth of the eternal God. I trust if you have time, you'll get your Bible and follow along with us as we're in the book of Romans today, chapter 5 and chapter 6. And we're doing a brief study here on the Word of God and the power that is available to liberate us from sin through the truth of the Word of God. We've been discussing how important it is to read God's Word on a regular daily basis. And right now we're talking about how that God's written Word will set us free from the bondage and the control and the dominion of sin, and how we can walk in victory through the Word of God. John 8:32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And Jesus in his prayer in John 17, in the Lord's Prayer, what I call the Lord's Prayer, in John chapter 17 and verse 17, Jesus said, Thy word is truth. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. And of course we know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And John 8:36 says, the truth that concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, that if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And beloved, God makes us free. He liberates us from the bondage of sin. He sets us free from the slave market of sin. And His Word, beloved, helps us to walk free from the control or dominion of sin. And so we're studying here about the precious blessings and privileges that are ours as children of God. And we left off last time in Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. For if by one man's offense, which was Adam, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Are you reigning in life, fellow Christian? Are you reigning in life? Are you living in victory? Are you victorious over the world, the flesh, and the devil? Are you walking in victory to the honor and glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ? He intends for us to, beloved. He intends for us too, for He has told us in Romans 8 that we are more than conquerors. You remember that passage of Scripture, beloved? That we are more than conquerors? Romans 8:37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ that loved us. Oh, beloved, are you living a victorious life? Are you living a life of the overcomer? Are you living a life that brings glory to Jesus Christ? Are you reigning in life to the glory and honor and praise of the Lord? That's what verse 17 of Romans 5 says. For if by one man's offense, which was Adam, death reigned by one, for death passed upon all, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Paul tells us, much more, beloved, they which receive abundance of grace, and we have, God's grace is abundant, and God's grace, His unmerited favor, oh listen, beloved, God's so good to me. Sometimes I feel like God favors me above everybody else. Now, I know that's not true. I know that God is no respecter of persons. But, beloved, that's how much God loves me. And did you know He loves you just as much as He loves me? And He wants you to feel the same way, that God blesses and chooses and abundantly works in your life in ways that make you feel like He's better to you than He is to others. Beloved, that's not true, but how wonderful it is to feel that way. And beloved, this is the grace of God, the abundance of grace, and of the gift of righteousness. Oh, what a blessing it is to have the gift of righteousness. It's a gift that God gives to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. His righteousness is imputed into us. That is, it is placed to our account. It is charged to our account. The righteousness of Jesus Christ, for He lived a sinless life. We well know that God made Jesus to be sin for us, Jesus who knew no sin. We're told there in 2 Corinthians 5:21, Jesus who knew no sin, and His righteousness, beloved, is imputed to us, so that we which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Christ wants you and I to reign in life, to walk in victory, to live as more than conquerors. That's how God sees us, beloved. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself living under some sinful habit, being controlled, and always going forward and confessing your sin in a service and then turning around and doing the same thing over and over and over again? Are you bound by some sinful habit? Jesus wants to liberate you. He wants to set you free. He wants to deliver you, and He's ready to, and He's made every possible means available so that you and I can live in victory, and no longer shall sin have dominion over us. And that's what the Apostle Paul's getting ready to tell us. That's what he's laying the foundation for, as he's going to show us in Romans 6, 7, and 8, how that we can live victoriously to the glory, honor, and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. So notice, beloved, what the Lord tells us here. Reigning in life, that we much more, they which receive abundance of grace, and that's you and I as believers, we who have put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we who have awakened to the fact that Christ died for our sins, that He was buried, that He arose victor over death, hell, and the grave, that He conquered it all, that's the gospel. And by faith we accept what Jesus did for us. By faith we receive Him into our heart, and accept Him as our Savior, and His Holy Spirit moves into our spirit, takes up His abode within our spirit as God's seal and guarantee of our salvation, Ephesians 1 tells us, and the Holy Spirit of God makes our body His temple, 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 tells us. Our body becomes the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we're not our own. We've been bought with a price, therefore we're to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. The soul is us. That's our personality, that's who we are, but the Spirit, that's our identity, and that's where the Holy Spirit of God dwells within our spirit. John 3:6, remember, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, physical birth, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, spiritual birth. Oh, yes, beloved, we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. When the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit and takes up His abode within our spirit. And so, beloved, we're joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're indwelt by the precious Holy Spirit, and this is God's body. This is His body. My body is not my own. It's His body. He's redeemed it, and He indwells me and lives in me through the Spirit of Christ. Remember, beloved, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. That's what He's called in Romans chapter 8. And notice verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. And that's our position now. We're in the Spirit of God, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. You see, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. Now notice the next part of the verse. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You see, beloved, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God the Father. Oh, beloved, that's the glorious truth about the Trinity. They are one. They are one. And when we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit of Christ, we're indwelt by God the Father, and we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and we're indwelt by God the Son. We're indwelt by the Trinity, beloved. Do you understand that beautiful picture of the Trinity? And so, beloved, we're indwelt by the Spirit of Christ. And so we're to reign in life by Jesus Christ. Verse 18, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Yes, beloved, all men are under condemnation already. Not going to be, but already are. But Jesus came, beloved, to set us free from condemnation. Jesus came to redeem us. Jesus came to liberate us. Jesus came to set us free. Even so, by the righteousness of one, Jesus Christ, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. It's available to everyone. Oh, listen, beloved, if you're hearing the broadcast today and you've never received this gift of righteousness, this gift of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, if you've never received the gift of salvation, it's offered to you freely today. And you can right now, where you are, no matter what you're doing, cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave. Please come into my life today. Please cover my sin with your precious blood. Please, Lord Jesus, deliver me from the bondage of sin. And, O Holy Spirit, take possession of my spirit. I believe you died for me, Lord Jesus. I accept you as my Savior. He'll hear that heart's cry, beloved. He'll hear that prayer, and He will come in. He'll send the Holy Spirit into your spirit to do the work of salvation. You'll become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things will pass away. All things will become new. Oh, beloved, won't you let Him in? I trust you'll let Him in, and then you'll know Him as your Savior. Till next time, goodbye.